I met. I went to Benin in this July, and of course over there, people has very simple life, and they are humble. I want to talk about humble, and that's how we see this first. What's going on? This is my wife. Sorry. Yeah, how come? Sorry. How come I do this? I turn to my wife. Do this. Oh. Okay. So this is the brother used motorbike to take us to the sister's house. The sister is a tailor. She entertain us with meals. So anybody entertain us with meals, I'm always very appreciative because their life is not as good, you know. So, yeah, I take a photo because she treat us a meal. And if anyone in Africa, the third world, if they see their body is not skinny, it means that the family is quite well-to-do. And this is a chapel. I guess this is a French. What did he say, Charles? Huh? So Jesus Church in French? Yeah? And one thing I like about this church is that they say it's built up by local people without any help of IA. I go there on Monday. There's no church services. But it's a small one. But a member did, donated a land. And all by their own effort. Do you notice that African brethren, they dress very nice? Yeah, their color is very different. Their choices of color is very different. And I like this one too. This is the brother. This nearby the church. This is, I like birds, and these are birds. All the bird's nests are on the tree. Do you hear the bird sound? These are all nests. They are all nests. And there are all birds inside, all flying around. Coconut tree with a lot of bird nests. That's not coconut. Is that beautiful? So beautiful. Is that amazing? It's beautiful, yeah? You know, the owner has 95 rabbits keeping down the tree, and then there has a plague. So about 90 of them died in a plague. And I told them that it might have to do with the birds, because, you know, birds sometimes carry virus, yeah, carry bacteria. But that's only my suspicion. But this is the family. The house in front of the tree is our member who built up the church. Oh. So this is a photo. And this is how they sing. When they go to church, they dress the best clothing they have. This is the deacon that went with me to interpret for me because I don't speak French. That is the well. And the house was surrounded by fence. The flower was beautiful. That was the bowl used for tapping. And they are all truth seekers. Most of the people are truth seekers. We come to this village, we baptize them, then they become members. Only this household are members, the rest of them are truth seekers. I think that's enough, right? Enough? Paul, you're moving like African now. Okay. Now this is where we got baptized. Totally 18 person. When we come here, there was a lake behind us. There was a lab keeper want to charge money. So when they see any Oriental, they just want money. So even going into the water, they want to charge money. And that's amazing. But that is, it's okay. Save a soul. If money can save a soul, that's fine. But of course, they make the lake environment quite beautiful, because usually they will throw garbage here and there. But because there's a keeper over there, so the garbage was taken away. There's a kid taking a bath. I feel interesting, so I take a photo. And this is how they cook. In one of them, it's only a little stove, and they kill a chicken for us. So, yeah, the owner was so nice. The owner was our brother. Again, taking a shower. I feel interesting. So. Kids, this is a kids, so don't worry. This is the environment. It's all raw, and this is, they carry something on the head. Do you notice that? The raw is without any pavement. That's why when the wind blow, I was on a motorbike, and I saw that someone was carrying that with hay. I feel interesting, and I was on a motorbike like this. You can see all the garbages, right? This is, and this is their marketplace. Okay? I'm running out of battery. So I'm not going to show every one of them. I enjoy watching them eating because they eat with their hands. It's very amazing to me. So I take a video for when eating with hands. This is the bread that we eat. Very simple bread and some salty fish with juice. That's what I eat. About $10. We have 7 people. We treat them. 7 people eat about $10. Very simple food, but eating with hands. This is one very important worker in Benin. He is one of the council members. I want to spend some time on this photo. The middle one, actually, she is only about 16, 17. She is a witch. And the witch is a family business because the grandma was a witch. You say witch? 巫婆, 巫师. Witch. And she said that she killed people with witchcrafting. Witchcrafting? 巫术. What did they do? They says that they are able to call out the soul from an animal and the soul from people. And she is able to command the animal soul devour human soul. That's how she killed people. So she was once killed a people through her magic of witch. And then she came to our church. She received Holy Spirit and she got baptized this time. It reminded me that in the book, there was a book of Acts, there was sorceress. His name is Simon. She used to make wonders to people. And later on, he also listened to the gospel of Philip. got baptized. This time, how come like this? This time she received Holy Spirit and got baptized. So it's really amazing grace of God. And the leg one, actually, she was harmed by witch. This is her stepdaughter, right? The 16-year-old is the stepdaughter, right? Not real daughter, but stepdaughter. And this one was hurt by her grandma. Maybe there are some family issues. The grandma don't like her. So I don't have a chance to show you the photos, but actually this girl, she was a medical student. She wanted to be a doctor. So she know her physical condition quite well. She showed some photos of her leg. And the deacon went from Paris with me. He is also a physician doctor. He went with me and he checked the photo. He said the photo could be, the legs could be virus infection, bacterial infection, right? But he says that this sister, when her leg has trouble, she go to the local doctor. The doctor said, no, it had nothing to do with virus. She concluded that it had to do with the voodoo. Voodoo. Yeah. But this time, of course, she got baptized. I washed her feet, right? When I washed her feet, actually, all the wound is gone. All the voodoo caused, our friend deacon said is bacteria, right? By looking at the photo. But this time when I was there, he received Holy Spirit, he got baptized, all the things was cured by our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you ask what is Benin famous for, Benin is famous for their witch practicing, their voodoo practicing. You know, this is our brother's house. This is we have Holy Communion. Later on over here, we have a shed. You notice it's very beautiful. African place is seldom find. Sometimes you find such beautiful place, right? Why it is beautiful? Because there are many trees. See, if you realize that, what's the difference between Garden of Eden and other places? Garden of Eden is have many trees. So you want to make your house a Garden of Eden. Plant many trees. Seriously. This is a very special place I see, very beautiful in Africa, because there are many trees. See, very beautiful because of trees. Another singing. That they truly honor God by showing, by their dressing. They dress very formally when they go to church. They have been prepared this pair of clothing. They did not wear this in their daily life living. This is only for church. I think that's enough, right? Okay? You hear enough singing? It's another singing, forget about it. You wanna? Okay, maybe some. Right. Same. All right, this is another chapel in that place, the one I just showed you, is in a village. We have no church at all. It's in members' house. Only one truth seeker, only one TCC member in that village. The family start to evangelize by the surrounding, right? So we baptized 18 people over there. Hopefully, we can set up a house of prayer over there in the future. Okay? No church building. But over here, this is a church building. This is a church building. Oh? Sorry. Maybe I shall... this one is better. See, you see the building? There's no wall at these two sides, right? Maybe one side, wall, but not true wall, is a little bit far out. So it's the light from there. Why? Because Benin is very hot, so wind can come in. So that's why we don't have side wall, only has a roof. You notice that? Only has roof. And this is the very few place that can sing our hymn, can sing our TJC hymn. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. Because I think 1 minute is sleep mode. That's why. You shall hear how they sing our hymn. And they are out of tune, actually. It's very interesting to hear the singing hymn. So this is when we have services. This is all the boys. All the girls, yeah? All the girls. Is it girls or boy? All the kids. All the girls and kids. And this is all the men. Right? And this is, I guess, everybody? I guess this is everybody. This is another location. This is capital. Okay, what I want to say over here is that Benin Church, we did not visit them in the probably past 4 years. And why we do not visit them is very complicated. It's hard to tell you right now. But the thing is that even though we do not visit them, but they are able to tell that the ex-preacher that we sent over there, he preached gospel different from his own message in the early days. And the member over there can understand the differences. Right? How come the preacher say that you shall pray for Holy Spirit? Now you say that you don't need to pray for Holy Spirit. So, usually in the past 4 years, they went out from the chapel to have services by themselves in a public school, in an elementary school. And because there are some... Because this worker used to be our worker, and he understands some basic doctrine different from us. So later on, we stopped his position. But again, the people already know the differences, so they went out by themselves. They want us to go in to visit them. We did not for those years because we do not know what to do, because what do we tell them, right? Now, until the ex-worker, he really influenced too many people, so the church excommunicated him. Only this is settled, we started to call in this year. So they are sheep without shepherd for about 4 years. But even though they do not have any shepherd for these years, but they managed to preach by themselves. That's why when we went there, there are people already got ready to be baptized. So they are not easy, even though they are not easy. They hold the doctrine firm. They can tell what is the right and what is the wrong doctrine. That's why they earn my heart by this. Okay, I think we have enough for Berlin. Can we go to the class? Yeah, can we have class? You still need to honor your parents, right? Even though you saw those photos already. Now, I want to share something about humble and pride. How many of you think you are a pride person? Raise your hand. You think you are a pride person. A lot of kids in USA, they are very, very self-centered, very proud of themselves. But the Bible says that to be humble is a wisdom. To be humble is a wisdom. Let's read 11 verse 2. Chapter 11, verse 2. 11, verse 2. Monica? With the humble is wisdom. So really it's a wisdom that you can be with the humble. You can be humble. It's wisdom. So I want you to meditate about your life. Are you a person who are always look up to yourself? Because in school, right? In school, in this society, people try to teach you that you should package yourself. You should present yourself to be presentable. You should sell yourself. You should have market value. So when it comes to interview, if you know 3%, tell them that you know 100%, right? Is that what the school tell you about? Right? Am I right or am I wrong? How about Canadian? Canadian teach kids the same way? Who is Canadian? Who can represent Canadian? Angela. Canadian teach kids the same way? Oh, you should be humble. If you know 30%, just say you only understand 20%. What does Canadian people teach you? Huh? Present, think, say that you are better than what you actually are, right? Try to be pop-up, try to be more boasting, try to be training OP. Do you know what is training OP? You try to blow up a cow. The cow may be skinny. You blow the cow so that the cow can be presentable, can be macho, can be strong like Paul. No, right? Anyway, so they teach you. That's why in USA, all the invention, they call I, right? iPad, iPhone, iPad. I want. I need. Right? I like. Of course, there's nothing like this. I'm just saying it. So, you know, because of our invention, we call it I. One year, the hero of New York Times, Time Magazine. One year, the hero of Time Magazine is I. 时代杂志那一年度的风云人物是我. They do not have any photo. It's only a mirror. So you look up, take up this, a mirror of glass, a paper mirror. So you take up that magazine. In every year, maybe it used to be Obama is the year, is the person of the year, right? But that year is I. I am the person of the year. Because we are living in an I generation. I am the most important person in the whole world, right? But again, I want you to pay attention to what the Bible say. Be humble. With the humble is a wisdom. To be the humble, with the humble is the wisdom. So I want you to think about why really humility is wise. If you are a humble person, actually is wiser. First of all, the Bible says, before honor, or especially from God, you need to have humble, right? Let's turn to Proverbs 15:33. Vivian, can you read? Before honor is humility. So you can receive honor because you were a humble person. Huh? How many of you remember once upon a time Jesus joined a wedding festival, and then Jesus saw that many people sit at the best place. Then he started to talk about a parable. How many of you remember that parable? What did Jesus say? Yes, sir.
The first shall be last. Huh? Is it the first shall be last?
Yes, yes. Can you tell more details? Give us more details.
Oh, that's not all the details.
Yeah, the first shall be last. Yes. Anybody know the story's detail? Anybody? Anyone? Sophia, you know? Do you want to share with everybody? Because I talk too much. I have 3 classes this morning. No? Anybody know the story? Jesus said, when she saw most of the people take the best place, right? Jesus said, when you are invited, sit at the lower place. Why? Because maybe the master of the feast see a more honorable person, he will come with the honorable person and talk to you. Hey, you know, this person is honorable. A mayor come in, right? The mayor of the city come in, right? So this place is supposed to be the mayor's seat. So you hear that, then you are very shamefully sitting at the lowest place because every seat was occupied, right? You happen to choose at the best place, right? So Jesus said, when you go there, choose a lower place. Now, when the master come, when the master of the feast come and see that, you know, you deserve a higher place, he will bring you to the higher place. Then you will be honored. Oh. Now, let's read this story. This is a very interesting story. Let's read Luke chapter 14, verse 7. Luke 14. Hey, where's Jamin? Why? Schoolwork and back injury. Okay. 14 verse 7. Because he can read out loud. Who else can read out loud? I think Eno can read out loud too. Eno, stand up and read. 14. Continue until I say stop.
When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man, and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place.
Begin with shame. Because not yet, don't sit down. Because you sit at the best place, right? But this more honorable person came. So you got to yield the place to him. So it's very shame that everybody noticed, this guy stepped down from the best place. Continue reading.
But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place.
Yes, Jesus wants you to sit down in the lowest place. Continue.
So when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher.
Go up higher. See, this is the master. Oh. This is the one who invites you. Oh. He said to you, friend, go up higher. Continue. Then you will have glory. Continue. Yes, 11. Thank you, Enoch. Meditate about it, brethren. Does this story apply to nowadays situation? Does it apply to us? What do you think? Paul, why is it still applied to us? Huh?
Wants us to be humble.
Okay, you want us to be humble, right? I know in the society, everybody wants you to present yourself, right? But if you present honestly, and later on, people discover that you are more than you are. You. Then I think you will have honor. Huh? You don't need to exaggerate who you are. But even though you are not exaggerating who you are, but because you have the grace of God, like Joseph, right? People can see that God is with you. Oh. And then, like the master of Joseph, just allow him handle all the household into his hand because simply they saw that he has the mercy of God with him. Oh. So that's what we should do and what we should learn. Oh. In the society, people may honor people, just 互相 受荣耀. They honor each other, but the honor is not from God. You know what I'm trying to say? This type of honor is, they represent them, they present themselves to one another. And to me, this is not true honor. Only the one that invites you, the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, if we have the honor from him, it is true honor. Huh? I don't know if I can find it, but let's turn to John. Book of John says that you honor each other, but you do not seek the honor from God. Chapter 5, verse 44. Chapter 5, verse 43 and 44. Chapter 5, 43 and 44. Sabrina? Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they are not humble. They just honor one another. And the honor is not from God. But can you imagine that Hitler, right? Hitler, when he was alive, did he receive honor from his people? Oh, really, I'm telling you, Hitler was a great, great, great speaker. His speech can really move people to go to battle, right? Just very, if you watch the old documentary, he is a very powerful speaker. And people, when he said, people will raise their hand and shout out loud, right? How did I do this? What? What did I say? Oh my what? But in the history, how many people truly honor Hitler? Right? He was a pride person because he believed that Germany is the most excellent race in the whole world, right? They believe they have that kind of concept, right? That's why they want to have a certain type of breeding only. The breeding is not random breeding. It must be selective breeding, right? Do you hear the theory about Germany? So he's very proud of their race, and even his generation, like a lot of Germany, honor him, treat him like God, right? But it's only at that short moment of time. It's not true honor. But the one who have true honor is really from God himself, not from ordinary peers. So you know what? Why the humble one will be exalted, the one who got exalted will be put down? Because just look at Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, he's God, but he humbly came into this world, and humbly he got brought up in a carpenter's house. And because of that, from a humble status, right, later he will step up to the right-hand side of God, right? So he was humble. He humbled himself. He served brother and sister. He served in his generation. Jesus said, I come to serve, not to be served. And then later he was honored. So in the kingdom of God, in God's way, it's always that when pride comes, shame will follow. Before honor, there is a humility. In the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God. I share this not for any personal boasting. If I have that kind of mentality, the Lord forgive me. I really do not believe I have that kind of. I'm saying that after I go to IA, to serve in IA, right? Because IA people are elected by WDC, you know that, right? When I first got joined them, their meeting, I feel, oh, these guys are like four living creatures, 24 elders. They are really very godly person to me, right? Then I feel scary to get along with them. But when I have chance to co-work with them, I start to find out that everybody is so easy to get along with. They are very easy to get along with. They are all humble servant of God. Oh. So then I feel very comfortable. Nothing to scare to co-work with them. Oh. So really, if those who are humble guys, we humble ourselves. One day, God may use you mightily. Again, this honor is not from man, but it's from God. Not only that, let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. Malachi read already. What is Shinru? 3:34. But God will give grace to the humble. 22:4. Riches, honor, and I think we read this verse twice, right? Can you please give me an example that in the Bible, God really indeed give grace to the humble? Who was humble and indeed he received a lot of grace from God? You want to name one, sir? What is the name?
Solomon
was humble and God blessed him. Can you give us more details? When he was asking for wisdom, he was humble, God gave wisdom. Okay, I'll take it, thank you. Who else? Who is humble and God give him grace? You humble and go to God, and God bless you. Who else? Honor, rich, and life. God give them honor, rich, and life. Huh? Job? Never mind. Who else? Come on. Thank you. You want to say Job? If you can give me a good reason, I'll buy it. Like Solomon, give me a good reason, I'll buy it. Huh? Never mind. Kidding. Okay. Anyone? Yes? Huh? Moses, why he was humble and he received grace? Huh?
When God asked him to lead the people of Israel, he felt like he couldn't do it at all.
Oh, he felt like, no, please go to someone who are more eloquency. I am a person with dumb lips. 走口笨舌, how do you say it in English? Some people suspect Moses was the person who has a tongue. Like a 绝舌, how do you say it in English? Stutter. Some people suspect it. That's why he says that I cannot speak well. Call someone else. And God said, who give people mouth? Who give people lips, right? He was humble, and then God truly used him when he first came out. That's a very good example. Anyone else? Jesus was humble. Yes. Jesus himself said, I'm humble and lowly. Okay, who else? And receive grace, of course. Yes, he was very humble, right? And God listened to his prayer. I am the sinner. Oh, how rich am I, right? I am a sinner. Hey, God listened to him. Now, to me, eunuch, remember the eunuch, right? Eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah in the chariot. And suddenly a guy who he did not know is, right? And run with him. Hey, do you know what you are reading? If I'm a eunuch, I say, who are you? Right? I'm answer like that. Right? Who are you, strangers? What is your business? Why are you asking? Do I understand? Nothing to do with your business, okay? He was a high officer. The eunuch was a high officer. But he was so humble. If no one teach me, how can I learn? Then Philip started to teach about Jesus Christ. And then Philip started to say, hey, there's water, who can stop me from baptism? And they have baptism. And he was so happy, right? The Bible said, life, rich, and honor, all given to him because he was humble. Rich, of course, he was earthly. He was he in charge of the treasure, right? Life, yes, indeed, he had the life of Jesus Christ. Honor, of course, yeah, Jesus. After receiving Jesus, he became the Son of God. Spiritually, he have the honorable status. So really, that's why God give grace to the humble. So if you are more humble, you will be okay. Let me give you a real life example. I'm sorry, because I only know so few people. One of them is my daughter, right? So I want to share about the story. My daughter, after she graduated, she was doing her internship. And for some reason, her boss just like her. Like even like the boss is leaving the department, no? The boss keeps saying that after you pass your, because he was a pharmacist, so you need to pass the exam to be a pharmacist. After you pass your pharmacist exam, let me know. And because he wanted to introduce my daughter for another job, right? Later on, indeed, he was enrolled into a hospital due to her boss introduction. And my daughter starts to mention one thing, right? He says that he has a 学妹, the same school, 学妹, how do you say 学妹? 学妹. Same school, but lower grade. Same department, okay? 学妹, same department, same school, same department, also go to the same office, same boss, right? And this 学妹, this younger classmates, ask her boss even to write a recommendation. The boss refused to write her a recommendation letter. And I asked my daughter, why? Why your boss treat you so well and treat her so sad? Huh? Because we want her to find a job too, right? And my daughter simply said, oh, my boss feel like whenever she have something, she always feel like she deserve it. She entitled for it. Her ability is good enough. That's why she has this and that. You know? Some American kids are like that. They don't show any appreciation. I have this job because I am good. That's why I can have this job. Your attitude shows. Your mentality shows. But of course, you, like my daughter, you are all very humble, or always show appreciation, right? So that's why the boss feel like, oh, this TJC girl, she is different. She always thankful, you know. People are nice to her. Thankful, of course, including thank God, right? So yeah, I think it will never go wrong. Even though people tell you to package yourself, it will never go wrong that you are you show more appreciation, more loving, more humble. I think I don't believe the word of God will go wrong. So God will give blessing to those who are humble and resist those who are pride. I only have 10 minutes left. I want to ask you a question. How do you know if you are a proud person? 你怎么知道你不谦卑? How do you know if you are not humble? How do you know? Because you want to be humble, right? How do you know you are not humble? Number one, the Bible says, if you have haughty eyes and an arrogant attitude, you always like look down on people. You always look up to yourself. You have haughty eyes. You always like people are garbage. You are the only better person in the whole world, right? Haughty eyes, and you're always very arrogant, right? That's read the Bible. Chapter 21, verse 24. Who to read? You all bow down your head. Can I see your face, Nay? Sophia, can you read? A proud and haughty man, scoffer. He always like to scold other people, always get angry with other people, always try to find fault. Do you always try to find fault? Hey, how come you did not do this? Hey, how come you did not do that? Hey, you did this wrong. Hey, how come you ping pong your eyes? And the eyes, face. Always find fault with other people. Right? This is a scoffer. And arrogant pride. Give me an example of that who are so arrogant in the Bible. Who are so arrogant? Anyone? Because my time is up. I only have 5 minutes. Do you remember the story of Haman, and Mordecai? This guy is really amazing, right? Only one person, Mordecai, did not bow down to him. Oh? Only one, oh? Only one person, he did not show respect to him. He wanted to kill the whole race Can you imagine how haughty he is? Just one guy is not nice to him. He want to kill the whole Jewish people. This guy is really amazing. Whenever I look at this guy's story, right, I say, come on. What is in his mind? Because the king deal him too good, right? Honor him too much. At that time, the greatest country, he's the number one beside the king, right? That's why he thought that you are like chicken and ducks. I can kill any one of you. That kind of mentality. So you know what? He make a cross for Mordecai, right? You know the story, right? A spiritual make a cross for Mordecai, who end up got nailed on that cross. He himself, right? He himself. Can you imagine that? Cross is the most cruel punishment. 人家只是不跟你跪，不跟你拜而已啊。 He just did not only, you know, bow down to you. Why do you want to put him, nail him on the cross? This guy is really so arrogant. Have you ever seen any person like this in the world? Any arrogant person in the world? Sometimes you do, huh? Usually, huh? The one who have a lot. 拥有越多的人越骄傲，你知道吗？ The one who has a lot, have a higher position, a lot of position, usually, and subconsciously or unintentionally, they will, even though they do not do it on purpose, but they just have that type of mind or 潜意识, how do you say 潜意识? 潜意识就是那么骄傲, 潜意识, how do you say 潜意识? Subconsciously, yeah. They have that type of feeling. I am much better than any one of you. I don't know, maybe your life experiences, you are too young. When I was doing my college over here in New York, I have a part-time job. My job was to help a real estate investor to collect money from all the renters. Of course, I'm not experienced. I did a lousy job. And I figure it's too difficult because some people do not want to pay the rent, right? I don't know. I feel very shy to argue that you should pay the rent, right? And I don't have any means to ask them to pay the rent. So I want to quit my job. Before I quit my jobs, I talk to the boss, right? I give him some suggestion. I tell him, I'm sorry, I'm not proper for this job. But I give him some suggestion. If next one want to do this job, this is my experience. They shall... this is for your reference. I realized that guy was so... He was rich, of course. He had so many properties, right? And I was only a small potato, a college kid. And I tried to teach him how to run his business, right? Of course, he don't like it. He was like a 吹胡子瞪眼睛, right? Blowing his beers and his eye was big and smash on the table. Who are you, little potato, right? Why are you trying to teach me how to run business, right? I just feel, oh, so embarrassed. And I also feel like, wow, those who are rich can do things like this, yeah? Anyway, but that's people. People, you are going to see more people when you grow up. But one day, if you have a lot with you in your hands, humble is really a lesson. It's hard to learn sometimes. Unless you have very very strong spirituality. I don't have time, but I want to finish it. Those who are disciplined by the Lord over and over and over again, but still have a stiff neck, they are proud person. Read very quickly, 29 verse 1. Proverbs 29 verse 1. Shannon, read quickly. 29 verse 1.
Man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy.
If God keep teaching you, right? You never want to return. Your neck is so hard. You don't want to bow your neck to the Lord. That means what? You are a very arrogant person. You do not receive discipline from the Lord. But if you can humble and return back to the Lord, grace again will come to you. Huh? Anyone who seek their own glory, after you lead a hymn, right? You keep asking people, hey, did I do a good job? After you perform piano, right? You always hope that, hey, give me a good hand, give me a good hand. Is it good hand? Not good hand. Give me a pause. Applause. 拍拍,你要不给我鼓掌, right? You're always seeking for people's your praise. That means that you want to feel proud of yourself. No need lah. God wants you to do it, you do it. You do a good job, glory to God. You do a bad job, I try to do my best next time. Right? So you don't, your heart is not up and down. You are always a very peaceful person. Okay? Sometimes extremely inferior feeling is a pride person. 极度自卑的人是一种骄傲的人。 You always feel like, extremely, you feel like, oh, I'm always not good. I always, you know, self-inferior feeling. Is that right? 自卑感. No self-esteem. Yeah. You are very extreme because actually you have a pride in your heart. You should examine it. You should accept us who you are. God give you this much. You do the best with this much. You don't need to compare yourself with those who receive 5 talents because you only have 1 or 2, right? Fine, I will use my 1 and N1. I use my 2 and N2. I don't need to compare with anybody else. If you always feel self-pity and never get up, never like, then I think you are, in the eyes of God, it's a pride too. It's a spiritual pride. Let's kneel down and pray together.